are smack dab in the middle of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are so happy you are. We also want you to visit us online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I wasn't being smarmy or cheesy there. I meant it.
No, we welcome you.
I'm Allison Stewart.
Readers, people of the world.
Jeez.
Come on over to the Bryant Park side of the street. I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, Petra Hayden won't stop believing. We're going to hear her a cappella version of that Journey classic. First, though, we've got today's top story from our own newscaster, Ms. Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. As we've been reporting, there's more chaos in Pakistan today. A suicide bomb went off at the home of a Pakistani government minister in the city of Peshawar. The minister was unhurt, but four other people were killed. Meanwhile, former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has been placed under house arrest ahead of a massive protest her political party had planned for today in the city of Rawalpindi. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Islamabad and has details.
There are outside her residence in Islamabad dozens of police officers blocking the entrance to that house. There is a large media presence there. There's also an armored jeep. There are three layers of razor wire at least and concrete barricades. Bhutto was today planning a rally of her party supporters in the city of Rawalpindi near Islamabad. That city is now locked down. There are barricades across the roads. There is a huge security presence there. And the government of General Pervez Musharraf is making it clear that it does not wish to allow that rally to go ahead. The rally is, under the emergency rule that he imposed on Saturday, banned.
That was NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Pakistan. In other international news, Burmese pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi met yesterday with a representative of the military regime that's been holding her on house arrest for the past 12 years. She was also allowed to meet with members of her own political party for the first time in 3 years. Reports say these could be early signs that the country's military leaders may begin opening the door to political reform. Aung San Suu Kyi met with a Burmese general who was appointed as a go-between as a result of the international pressure that was triggered by mass anti-government protests in Burma a couple months ago. Finally, authorities in Chad have released three more people involved in that plot to allegedly kidnap more than 100 children from Chad and fly them to France. Defense lawyers in Chad say two members of a Spanish flight crew and a Belgian pilot have been released. The four had been charged with complicity in the alleged kidnapping plot of 103 children by a French charity, but were ordered released by a Chadian judge. Six French aid workers in the group remain in custody in Chad. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.